Simon, good thumb, Scott. Now, wow, Don Segakio back again for the second segment of Bigate Wapoy Egwa Nehewe Win Coffee and Cree here on the Wind Speaker Radio Network, hanging out with esteemed criminal lawyer Rick Morasti. I had no idea in the entire probably 3 years, 5 years that I had been running next to him and working out next to him that he was a fluent Cree speaker in Hardesty Gym. Had I known that, Rick, I probably would have been bouncing Cree off you in the gym, but at least here we are in my radio career. And we're talking Myoskamin, springtime words here. One thing that I associate with spring is smelling things. Everything starts to change, right? Mm-hmm. So how would I say, you know, just for the to smell something as the verb in the Hewewin?
Nipasun. Yeah. Nipasun means ne. Is always a word me. That means me.
Yeah.
Nipasun is means I smell.
Nipasun, okay.
If igwagiaki spinkia ipasuinkia,
yeah.
It means if you're smelling.
Yeah.
Kipasun.
Kipasun.
Yeah.
Okay. So now if I want to put something onto that, like I'm smelling something, first off, we'll just go with the noun, like how do I say like a flower in the Hewewin?
Wapigwania.
Wapigwania for flowers. That's the plural, right?
Yes.
Wapigwania for flowers. So now if I'm going to say, I smell the flowers.
Ipaswian wapigwania.
Ipaswian wapigwania.
Yeah.
Okay.
And kipasun, that means you.
You.
Kipasun
wapigwania. Yeah. You smell the flowers.
Yeah. Nipasun. Me.
Nipasun.
Yeah. Nipasun wapigwania.
Aho. Now, another thing, everything's changing, you know, in the Hewewin. Is there a Cree word for just like the physical change?
Tiktiu, it means it's melting.
Tiktiu, okay.
Sapupil, it means it's wet.
Yeah, okay. So now we'll go into maybe seeing things because we're seeing all this change. So how would I say that just to see?
Nuwapahtin.
Nuwapahtin. So that's.
Nuwapahtin. That means me.
Yeah.
Kia. Kia is you.
So kiwapahtin.
Yeah.
So you are seeing. So now, if I want to say, I see the tree.
Mitos noapmau.
Mitos?
Mitos. Mitos noapmau. Mitos is a tree.
Mitos is a tree?
Yeah. Noapmau.
Noapmau.
It means I see the. And if I say, kawapmau chi mitos, I'm asking you.
Do you see the tree?
Yeah.
Kiwapmau mitos.
Yeah.
Awesome. Miwasin. So now I figured. Are you able to, sometimes with some of my previous guests, we've done like little stories, right? Like maybe some memories that you have from your childhood that you might be able to tell a little bit in Nehewewin, in the Cree language. Something short where we could just translate it a little bit phrase for phrase with the listener. Maybe something, you know, could be you and Nokompan out berry picking or, you know, even looking out the window.
All right. There's a little story about this basically a spring ritual or early summer ritual with my grandma.
Nice.
You know, we had the old swimming hole in the river. In Dopagasmuan, you know, I wanted to go swimming, but I called her my mom, but she was my grandma.
Okay.
The first task was always, no, kum tamapagot ang daumausiak. So, igisipuitiak mana sagak in daumausiak. We would go to the bush. Would walk to the bush, go picking berries, and then so that means I would pretend I was sick.
So you didn't have to go, right?
No, we were already out there. So
okay.
I said, "No, most of then I would start complaining about my sore stomach. You know, and then she would say. She says, no, you put the mouse in. You know, you got to pick bears. And then finally she'd give up and she says, okay, I think we go home.
Yeah.
And don't go smo, go to bed. And if I, tagotian, if a guy goes smoina, comes to no chitna, but she never hit me, but that's it.
She'd say that, yeah.
She'd threaten me if I'm not home. When I get home and you're not in bed, I'm going to spank you.
Yeah, but come on, right?
Yeah. So what I would do is I would time it. I had a bike, so I had a bike. So I would go to the old swimming hole where my by the river there near the Catholic Church, and where my friends were swimming, I'd jump in and swim for a bit. Bagas someone might not a chio, and then I'd go home, and I'd time it just right. So when she get home, I'd be at home. I'm sure I never fooled her.
No. Yeah.
No, compañía.
And you know what? It's so beautiful to bring up those memories, yeah. right? You know what I mean? Of our grandparents and sapanpans and panak and all those, you know, of those beautiful memories. I could see how much it enlightens you to bring up the memories of your grandmother, right?
She was an incredible woman. She made a sacrifice for me to, you know, to go to school. And, you know, I passed into grade 10 and I was riding the bus every day for you know, 40 minutes, 50 minutes to go to school and then back. And I wanted to play high school sports and I couldn't do that. I'd have to hitchhike. So I made the high school football team and I told her, we got to move. And she said, didn't want to live where the white man lived. Like, yeah, because she, and then I said, well, I'm going to quit school. And within a month, we were moving. She did not want me to.
Yeah, she didn't want you quitting school, right?
So I graduated in June of 73. 18 months later, she passed away. So January 13th is when she passed away. So, but she was there for my grad.
Nice.
I came out of the hospital, went to my grad.
Oh, tagaki. Yeah, nice. So, yeah, great
no
memories.
Kumpan. Great memories.
Yes, yes. Tagahke no kumpan. Once again, chatting with Rick Morasty, speaking a little bit in the Hey Women, teaching us some Cree words and sharing some fond memories of him and Gokumpan growing up, picking berries and faking being sick and all of that good stuff.
You're pretending to be sick.
Yeah.
Awesome. Again.
So. Yes. We'll be right back with more Coffee and Cree here on the Windspeaker Radio Network. Get on.